One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
Hello, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very special guest with us today, Tommy Bow.
Bing bong. Hello.
Hello, Tommy Bow.
Hello. What are we doing today, you two?
Oh, very excited. We are reading some dumb sketches we've all written.
Yes. Rejected sketches. My sketches, I feel like, are ones that I wrote and pitched. And they were like, great, we're not going to do those. But that's awesome.
Yeah, my sketches are ones that from a while ago that I either wrote and was like, well, no one will ever make this.
Yeah.
Or because it's like too hard to make, or like, and the other one is a character bit that I retired a long time ago that I turned into a sketch.
Okay.
So that's rejected from myself.
And I wrote both of these this week.
That's awesome.
And no thinking, just wrote them out.
So you didn't reject anything.
Wrote them out, did not reread them. So, you know, I assumed they'd be rejected.
Great.
Yeah. I love that. Those are like my favorite sketches.
Oh, they're the best. Well, you know, Ham Cake.
Ham Cake was awesome.
Ham Cake. Yeah. Right, exactly, which we did on Bit City.
Not technically a rejected sketch anymore now that it's on Bit City.
No, now it's a selected sketch.
That's
exactly.
So true.
Maybe they'll select one of our sketches next.
Maybe they will.
We'll see.
And probably not mine, because like I was saying to you guys earlier, the biggest thing about the first one I'm going to read, not first, but like when I read it, is it people were like, this is like a short. This is
it's not funny.
It's
funny.
It's long and like...
There's thought.
See, I read it and I think it's so funny.
Okay, I'll think it's
could
funny.
Just
I'll
be
think it's
me.
Funny. Okay.
Before we get into them, though, once again, it didn't happen last week, but we are close to bingo, apparently.
Right.
Bingo cards with all of our mannerisms and stupid stuff we do on them. And apparently, one of us is close to hitting bingo. I don't know who.
It's probably me.
I think my bet's on Amanda.
Yeah, it's probably me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you win, I get $1,000.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't get anything, but I get $1,000.
I didn't know there was money involved in this.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Wow. Just Tommy gets $1,000.
Yes.
Yeah. That's just how it goes.
That's how it goes around here.
That's how the rules are.
I run this place.
Wow. That's where the money's going.
That'd be awesome.
We have so many sketches. Do we want to start reading them now?
We should start.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Who first?
Me first? Okay.
You first.
I
wrote this sketch. This is a very character-driven sketch, and honestly, it was a character that I imagined for Amanda.
It's called
much.
Satan.
This title of the sketch
hell.
Is called Hell.
Oh, it's
written
called Hell.
By Satan.
Uh-huh. Written by Satan. So, Tommy, if you could play Satan...
Of course. Is there any kind of voice or vibe you want me to be?
You choose.
Okay.
You know, it's Satan. And then Amanda, if you can play Frisco.
Oh.
And then I will read the stage direction.
And Linda, I'm guessing?
And I'll also be Linda.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Can I say something really quick? Do you know how excited I get when I get a new script and we have to table read
I'm
it?
I'm giddy.
I get giddy. I love it.
And I'm excited for my... this is the best.
Yeah.
I love script. I love writing so much. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
This is the best.
Interior hell, Satan's office, hell. We enter Satan's office, a cave of red and black rocks with large stalagmites and stalactites stretching up and down along its sides. Seated at a large mahogany desk in the middle of this space, we see Satan, a massive red-muscled beast of a demon, writing something onto a scroll with a large skeletal bird feather. He presses an intercom on his desk.
Hey, Linda, remind me to torment everyone later.
Of course, Mr. Satan.
Thanks, Linda.
He goes back to writing as he casually whistles. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, there is a cracking noise from a nearby wall. Satan perks up at it.
Hmm?
Rocks begin to loosen and fall away as a small hole begins to appear. Then a human hand reaches forth.
What the fuck?
The hands push the rocks further out, revealing Frisco, 40s, a bald dude with a soul patch. He's wearing capris, a helmet, and a dirty Hooters t-shirt. In his hand is a selfie stick with a GoPro. He speaks to his GoPro.
Okay, we found another clearing. This one appears to be pretty massive. Probably limestone. I think this is limestone, not sure.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, nice, a fellow caver. What's up, dude? I'm Frisco. I do cave content on TikTok. You've probably seen it.
Satan presses the intercom.
Linda, did I have an appointment with Frisco?
No, Mr. Satan. I see no record of a dead or dying Frisco.
Wait, you're living?
The dream, my man, the dream. Breezing and squeezing with easing. You know what I mean.
How the fuck did you get down here?
Well, I was scoping an unmapped cave, right? When I came to a drop-off point that splintered, so I decided to pinch it. You know what I mean?
No.
Then I kept making my way down, finding an opening. Then I found another hole, which if you know me, you know if I see a hole, I'm getting in it.
What?
Made my way to another clearing, then kept going. I'd say this is probably clearing number...
9. This is the 9th level of hell. You're in hell.
You know, caving gets a bad rap, but for me, it's heaven. You picking up what I'm putting down, home slice?
Look, I could get in a lot of trouble for having a living person here in hell. There's rules to this and... Wait, what are you doing?
Frisco is climbing into a hole nearby.
Hey, you ever checked this hole out? Looks like it leads further down.
What? I don't even know where that goes.
Frisco is squeezing into it.
Yeah, I think I can wedge myself in here. Gonna scoop it out.
No, wait.
Frisco disappears. Interior, mega hell, continuous. Mega Satan is sitting at his desk when suddenly the rocks nearby begin to move a little.
What the frick? That's crazy.
Yay.
That's awesome.
That is so fucking good.
I don't know if you get served caving content on
TikTok. I sure don't.
I know that you do, though.
It's these clips of dudes, and it's truly, they're holding a selfie stick, and it is so, it's rocks, and they're like, all right, so we're coming through a clearing here. It's awful. And they're all these dudes who are speaking so casually while they're like, okay, yeah, so I can barely get my hands through here, and I just got to tuck through. And I'm like, what?
I'm claustrophobic. I'll have a panic attack
me too.
If I watch
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
I kind of do when I'm watching it. But I'm like, what's your goal? To get to hell? Like, right. Where are you going? So right. I wrote, and I'm like, I think they could get to hell and they would be unafraid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm honored about Frisco so much. We can totally work out the voice if you didn't enjoy that. But like, I love
I have
Frisco.
A few notes on the
He's
voice.
Definitely very much just your grip guy if he was into caving.
Right. Oh, I fucking love that.
Soul patch. Soul
very
patch
much,
sold it
very
for me.
Much the vibe.
Love
like a casual
that.
Dude just hanging out.
He's just living the life.
Exactly.
He's not bothered by Satan or Mega Satan.
No.
What the frick?
Mega
what
Satan.
What the frick?
What the frick?
What the frick?
Love Mega Satan.
This is so good, Shane, because I agree. I personally cave.
I just don't understand it.
No.
And these
diving.
Guys are so casual. I'm like, you're literally unable to move and you have thousands of feet of earth above you and you're fine.
Can't
like,
do it.
You're wild.
No.
I don't know if it's like an adrenaline junkie thing. But it feels like it's...
It is.
It's
yeah.
You
won't,
it's like
you
they want to die,
me,
right?
You won't catch me jumping from a plane. You won't catch me going into the earth.
No.
I like staying right where I'm at.
Yeah.
No. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm giving out complete misinformation. But you know that Free Solo movie? The guy who climbed that...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I saw that in theaters.
Climbed that mountain without any... like gear or rope or anything.
I remember.
I think they did tests on him and they're like, yeah, he doesn't feel fear.
No.
Like he's
yeah, there's
incapable
something wrong
of
him.
Feeling fear.
Right. Do you remember that doc though? The one of the greatest parts was his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who was like, I love you. I love you. And he's like, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. Like he was just so, she's like, I love you.
They, yeah, I'm probably going to
die. They won an award for that. Like a big award
Free Solo?
For Free Solo.
It's an incredible movie.
Wow.
But it is agonizing.
Terrifying.
To watch.
You'll never see me watching that.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I would rather do that than cave, though.
For sure.
I'd rather climb up a hill,
a
cliff face with no rope or gear than get down into the earth.
Yeah. Yes.
Because if I fall, I fall. But if I'm stuck down there, I'm stuck down
there. Is
being
dead an option? Because that's what I'd pick over those two, I think. Because it'd happen either way.
You will die.
But I'd rather, like, just kind of go...
Just... You'd rather just leave your body.
Yes, than have to...
He'd rather peace.
Fair. Okay,
I'd rather peace.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength. Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
Back to the show.
Let's do it. Shall we read yours?
Yes, all right, here
we go. That was very, very fun.
Here we go. Okay, let me think about casting. This is called The Haunted House for the 1%. So this is a haunted house for the 1%. I'm going to have Amanda do Jangelica.
Of course.
That is, of course, the name.
Of course.
I will do all of the, you know, the directions here. So just so you know, Jangelica's like really excited about this.
She's really excited about this.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Right. And then I'll have you play Suzanne Shane.
Okay.
And I'll be part of the group as well.
Okay.
And I think that's everyone. I'll play the doctor and the woman and child as well. Okay. Okay.
Thank God.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm so excited. Exterior, haunted house entrance. At the front doorway of a house stands Jangelica Monroe, an extremely rich woman in her late 50s. She wears huge diamond jewelry and has very shiny hair. In front of her are a collection of 10 wealthy individuals.
Hello, friends and family. I, Jangelica Monroe, welcome you to the preview night of The Haunted House for the 1%.
Jangelica throws her hands up to present the house. We zoom out to see a two-story middle-class American home. The group applauds.
God, it gives me goosebumps just looking at it. Okay, everyone, pop their Xanax and come with me, if you dare.
Jangelica opens the door for the group. Interior haunted house entrance. They all enter the first room. It's not what you'd expect. Cobwebs, darkness, etc. Instead, it's just a regular home. There's a table that says complimentary waters. Jangelica, with whimsy, guides the tour toward it.
What could that be? Ooh, complimentary waters?
She picks one up and shows it to the group.
But they're not sparkling.
The group is lightly startled and look to each other, enjoying the fear. She pulls their attention back.
Now this first room will have a jump scare where someone enters and says, actually, I am the manager. But then he says, actually, I'm your manager.
A woman, Suzanne, shrieks from the group.
Suzanne, manners, please. Remember, people work for us, not Visa.
Fuck.
Okay, everyone, the first room is waiting.
They all walk into the first room, interior first room of the haunted house. Jangelica leads the group inside. Immediately, a lanky teenage boy in a Starbucks outfit pops in. Actually, I am the manager. Suzanne shrieks again.
Suzanne! Really? Really?
Jangelica turns to the boy.
This is the preview. What did I tell you? Save it for tomorrow.
Yes, mother.
He leaves. Jangelica gestures to a corner of the room. There, a phone sits on a desk. The chair at the desk is faced toward the corner away from the guests. The phone begins ringing.
A phone. Ringing, ringing, ringing. But your assistant... Where is your assistant?
The chair turns around. Sound effects of a thunderclap plays with an accompanying flashing light. The chair is empty.
Who will coordinate the event?
Suzanne lets out a small...
No! Yes, yes, Suzanne, yes. Now, what could be next in Jangelica Monroe's haunted house for the 1%?
Interior room 2, haunted house hallway. Jangelica opens the door, showing a long hallway. Inside it are a group of 8 unhoused people. They're chill and minding their business.
Oh, no. It looks like our driver is nowhere to be found. We'll have to walk through Skid Row! Come on!
She runs through the group of unhoused people who pay her no mind. She has her arms up, guarding her head while shouting,
"Don't look them in the eye! They're not people!"
Oh my God.
The group makes it to the other end of the hallway, catching their breath through heavy breathing.
Did anyone else feel like we could help them, but we don't want to?
The group nods and agrees. Of course, yes. Why would I want to do that?
Of course, what?
You're late.
Sorry, it's all good. So in it.
Right. Okay, now, on to one of the scariest rooms we have.
Jangelica opens the door and the group takes in their surroundings. It's the inside of a hospital room. A woman patient sits happily in the hospital bed with a child sitting beside her. A doctor stands beside the two.
Oh my God, my life-threatening disease has been cured.
I love you, Mom. I thought I was going to lose you.
The child begins crying and holding the mom, the woman.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you. What do I owe you?
The doctor turns to the group. He grins. What do you mean? Healthcare is free. Another lightning clap and flashing light. Suzanne yelps and falls to the floor, fainting. The kind where you don't actually lose consciousness. Jangelica runs to her side, fanning her.
Suzanne! My God! Healthcare for all isn't real, and it will never be.
Suzanne regains consciousness.
Now, we need to get to our last room. My husband tells me it's the scariest of them all. He's even kept it a secret from me.
Interior final room. Jangelica opens the door. There's just an envelope on the floor. She scoffs.
An envelope? Okay.
Jeff?
Jeff?
It's G-E-O-F-F, by the way.
Okay, Jeff. Very scary.
She picks it up. She reads the words written on the envelope.
To Jangelica.
She opens the envelope to reveal a stack of paperwork. Jangelica's face drops. The host act is over.
A divorce? But I signed a prenup! Wait, I don't have any money!
The room gasps, then giggles.
No!
Suzanne steps forward.
Poor Jangelica. Poor Jangelica.
Fuck you, Suzanne!
The group starts chanting, poor Jangelica, poor Jangelica. They point and laugh. The laughing and chanting gets louder and more intimidating. Jangelica's practically shrinking in the room.
No,
poor
no!
Jangelica.
Poor Jangelica. I have power. No!
Exterior no! Haunted house entrance. Over Jangelica's screams, we pull away from the house as the title comes on screen. The haunted house for the 1%.
Wow.
Holy shit. I see her melting like the Wicked Witch.
No!
And then the house is on top
of
her legs.
Incredible.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
When did you write this?
I don't know, like 5 years ago.
Oh my God.
It's unfortunate. It feels so real.
I know. It's still
feels
very
so
much
real.
The same.
Holy shit, this is so good. Like, what inspired... First of all, Jangelica Monroe is...
Jangelica Monroe.
Perfect.
You can't... Yeah, it's the
what
best name.
What inspired Jangelica?
I had a... Well, a long time ago, I think it was like 2018, honestly, maybe 17, I don't know. I had a character show, and it was the Halloween one, and so I needed to come up with like a Halloween character bit. And so it's a little bit different than what this turned out to be, because I turned it into, you know, a sketch with other people in it. That one was a little bit more like, and now in this room where I was basically just telling everyone what the different rooms were while reacting. But yeah, I just, you know, I think rich people are evil. And so I wanted to make fun of them.
So good.
I love that flip at the end.
Oh, it's it's her haunted house.
Yeah, and Suzanne,
Suzanne
being like,
poor Jangelica.
Suzanne kind of also sucks at the same time.
Oh, she's always
just freaking the fuck out.
I love it. Yeah. But Jangelica is the type of woman that does have a little like comrade next to her who's like,
exactly.
She controls and she's like,
she's controlling, right.
And then at the end, there's an uprising.
Right.
Always.
I also like telling someone who's screaming in a haunted house to, manners, please. I think that's so funny to be like, quiet.
Yeah, that's what you want, but then you tell them like, no,
but it's sophisticated.
It's for the 1%.
It's for the 1%.
It feels like a Clue, like old Clue
Thank
movie
you.
Vibes.
Yeah, that was the vibe.
Incredible.
I right. love it.
Thank you for reading.
Your sketch you wrote would have a character named Jangelica Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jangelica Monroe.
Jangelica Monroe.
And then Jeff spelled G-E-O-F-F.
Jeff.
So rich. Oh my God. Okay.
Yay, another one.
Okay, here we go. Wait. Yes, here we go.
Sometimes reading a script is just as good as having it done.
Literally. I honestly, love table reading so much.
Table reading is my favorite.
Is powerful.
It really is.
Okay, guys. So this one I wrote maybe 2 years ago or a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I loved it so much. And when I pitched it, I felt like I was pitching it and I was just enjoying it just for me. Like it feels like a me enjoy.
Birthday Lady V2.
Birthday Lady.
Oh, yeah. I got notes on it.
Whoa.
Because it was like, oh. And then finally it was like, listen, I love this. We can't do it. It's not a sketch.
Nice.
That's like, awesome.
You're right. I wanted to just write.
I just wanted to write.
And they told you this was more of a short, right?
They told me this was more of a short.
Okay.
But I still love it so much. Okay. The only thing is there's only two people in it. Fuck me.
I'm happy to read stage direction or something.
Okay. Shane, you reach stage.
Got it.
Tommy, you are Melissa.
Okay.
I am Marla.
Melissa?
Melissa's just like, she's working a shift at an inn.
All right.
She's like, she's just doing her job.
All right, I'm just doing my job.
She's not super mean, but she's also not like the friendliest.
Right, she's just doing her job.
She's literally doing her job. Cool. And her shift's like about to end. So it's that kind of vibe.
Okay.
Of like her shift's about to end.
So I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my job and I'm going to do it right, but I'm not putting on anything extra.
Exactly.
Got it. Cool.
Okay.
Interior bed and breakfast. A front desk employee, Melissa, annoyed, is on the phone.
Uh-huh. Only about 10 rooms were a small bed and breakfast.
An older woman, Marla, prances into the lobby. She checks the free coffee. It's empty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All booked up. Anything else? All right. Thank you for calling Mi Casa Es Su Casa Inn. Goodbye.
Melissa lets out a sigh.
Hello. I'm a guest here. Hi, my name is Marla. My husband are in the sunrise suite, the one looking over the river. I actually haven't been able to see the sunrise yet because there's very large pole that blocks the sun where it comes from the trees.
Mm-hmm. Did you need anything in particular?
Oh, well, it's my birthday. I'm 65 years young.
She waits.
Your coffee is out and it's been out all day. And, I was trying to be patient this morning, but I didn't see the sunrise or get any coffee. So I just thought, oh, maybe they filled it, but it's still empty. And your website says complimentary coffee every day. There's not even sugars or little creamers.
Oh, all right. Well, the kitchen is on a break. So, when they open again, I'll have them make some coffee for you.
Oh, great. So coffee by dinner time. That'll keep me up all night if I have a cup. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And your name?
Melissa.
Oh, hi, Melissa. I'm Marla.
Melissa types for a bit. Marla walks around aimlessly.
Happy birthday, Marla.
Marla runs over excited.
Oh, thank you. This is actually my birthday sweater. It's I wear it every year, and I added all these rhinestones myself. And I made these earrings. They're little koi fish. Looks like they're swimming, right?
Yeah.
The phone rings. Melissa picks it up. Marla speeds up.
So my daughter brought me to a jewelry class. It's hard to do, but the teacher said I was actually really skilled.
Mi Casa Es Su Casa Inn, how can I help you? No, we don't have baby goats. That's the inn down the street. Thank you.
She hangs up.
Baby goats? For what?
Yoga, I'm guessing?
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Melissa goes back to typing. Marla checks the coffee again. Still out. She picks up a book. It's glued to other books.
Oh, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Oh my God, Melissa! All these books are glued together!
Oh, yeah, it's just for decor. No one really ever picks them up.
Oh. Oh. So they're not real? Oh.
On your website, you guys list that the lobby has a bunch of cozy nooks for reading, and that you're essentially a library here. Even on your Instagram, you have all these pictures of people reading books. So, of course, I didn't bring a book.
Yeah, I don't handle our social media, so, yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, so you don't even get to see those pictures. Shoot. I really wanted to read on my birthday. Okay.
I have some pamphlets here that about what's fun to do in the area, if you want to read that.
Oh, great. So I'll see all the fun things I can do that I wouldn't possibly be able to fit in because we're only here for 2 days. Then my FOMO will be through the roof. But thank you.
You're welcome.
She sits down, humming, disappointed. Melissa tries to type in focus, but can't.
Is there anything else you need, Marla?
Oh, no, I'm just waiting for the class to start.
What class?
The creative writing class. On your website under events, it said you guys were hosting it today. Here, in the lobby. It said they'd supply everyone with their own spiral notebook and muffins. I'm going to be writing a short story about the first time I got my period and how traumatic that was for a girl growing up in the 50s, especially when her mother was deep in the church.
Oh, did it say on our event?
She looks on the computer.
Huh? Yes, it does.
That's me.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, it does. You know, I haven't even heard from the guy teaching it, so I don't think...
Wait. So there's no creative writing class today? On my birthday?
No. I think you're the only one who showed up, so I think it's safe to say no.
Marla starts to cry.
I have a notepad and pen over here. You're more than welcome to use it.
Sure. Yeah. A notepad where the pages rip out so easily and I could lose a whole chapter in an instant. But okay. Thanks.
Melissa brings it over to Marla, who's crying on the couch.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Wait.
She grabs Melissa's hand hard.
Can you start the fire? Because it hasn't been lit the entire time we've been here. And the website said tonight was champagne and love notes, where we write future notes to ourselves and burn it in the fire, and it's not even lit. And this sweater isn't warm. It's just for show.
Oh, right. So our wood is wet.
What?
Someone left all the wood out by the outdoor shower, so it's been getting soaked.
I didn't even know you had an outdoor shower. It's not listed.
Well, I'll get new wood and light it tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I mean, by the time it gets lit, it might not even be my birthday anymore. Please, 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 Melissa. I'm missing my granddaughter's first communion to be here. I just need one day about me. Just one day.
Melissa slips her hand free.
How about I give you a bottle of champagne?
Oh, okay, great. I mean, if I have a whole bottle, I'll have to sleep sitting up because the heartburn will be so bad.
Okay.
Melissa walks off. Marla begins to write.
Thank you, Melissa. Okay. It was 1957. I arose from my bed and my stomach began to churn. Ouch, I thought. This must be my period, I thought. I went to my mother. She shook her head. The church, I thought. We didn't speak... We didn't speak for years after that.
Marla gets up and tries the coffee one more time, still out.
But it says on the website!
Blackout. Oh my God.
See why that's not a sketch and a short film?
Dude.
I wrote that for me. For me.
You're just having a great time.
But it's my birthday.
But it's my, this is a 100% inspiration of my mother.
Really?
100? My mom goes to places and she wants all the amenities. If it's written, it doesn't give a fuck if she doesn't eat it or drink it. She wants it.
She wants the option.
She wants the amenities. And this is what she's like a lot when you go away.
I feel bad for Marla. I'm like, she just wants to talk to someone.
I know. She just wants to hang out.
Man. It's
a play. It's more like a play.
This is awesome.
How common it is. Like, I experience this with like older dudes, I think, a lot, where you're just out and an older dude just starts talking to you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you just want to talk to somebody.
Same.
Man.
Like, same. Yeah. Like, but unfortunately, like, all my sisters know that this is my mom. She will not be satisfied until she gets all the free stuff. And then she wants us as her daughters to also get all the free stuff. And make sure we, like, go and use it. And she'll be very upset. It'll be, like, midnight. And she's like, did you go use the spa? Did you use the, did you drink the spa water? Because it's there. You need to drink it.
Has she ever signed up for, like how they offer classes and stuff at hotels?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
I've never heard of anyone 100%. Doing it.
No, me either.
They
me
all
either.
Have them. But.
This also was inspired because H and I, like, went away for Christmas, but they had, like, a really bad snowstorm. And they had a lot of things on the website. And we were, like, waiting in the lobby. We're like, oh, champagne and love notes is so cute.
Oh my God.
And we were the only ones there. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like totally canceled because he's not the guy didn't show up.
Yeah, so they don't care. Real.
A lot of this is also real and definitely this happened to me. And I was like, oh, I'm my mother. I'm my mother.
I think someday when you're in your 60s, you're going to do this to people just for fun.
Oh,
like, yeah, you'll be having a
it'll
blast,
be like a troll session.
Just going to the, I just picture a woman going to the coffee and she knows it's out, but she
didn't see anyone refill it, but she's going to go do it one more
she's
time.
She's going to keep going back
just
and go,
to see.
It's out on my birthday.
Oh,
there you guys go.
I think my favorite part was the 65 years young. She waits and just like the,
and Melissa's like, okay. Welcome to Mi Casa, Su Casa.
She feels like a White Lotus character.
Yeah.
She does.
I mean, she is very like, what's her name?
That's why I love White Lotus.
Yeah.
Tarazapan?
Yeah.
Parker Posey, yeah.
Just very coded in that way. Mm-hmm.
Parker Posey's character triggers me. I don't know why.
Me too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm just like, where are, wake up.
Wake up. Come around.
Wake up. Come on.
Well, I have my next sketch.
Yay.
Here.
Let's do it.
This one, I forgot to put the title on. It's called Excel Championship. So I was trying to write a sketch, and I was like, I need a suggestion. And Rachel was like, oh, here's something. And she sent me a link. And there are actual Excel spreadsheet championships held in Las Vegas.
Got it. Excel, like the, document, the, not the like extra
like
large.
Making a spreadsheet. Like, and right. So they...
What?
It's held in giant convention centers. And
of course
they have
bunch of computers?
Bunch of computers that are projected onto big screens for everyone to see the sheets that they're making and the graphs and all that stuff. So I was like, you know
who
what?
Knew?
This is great. So you'll play Rip Box, and I'll play Dean Havoc. And
nice.
Tommy, if you could play all the contestants, all the competitors.
Okay.
And then also...
the directions?
And also give stage direction.
Okay, great. Happy to.
Great.
Okay.
Interior Las Vegas Convention Center, night. We enter on Excel 2025 Championship, a real event that actually happens every year that Rachel told me about. Anyways, we see Box and Havoc, two radio DJs who are in a commentator booth that is miraculously floating midair.
Welcome back to the 2025 Excel Spreadsheet Championships here in Las Vegas. I'm Rip Box here with my co-host, Dean Havoc.
Thanks, Rip. We've already had a stunning series of events today. A lot of formulas and graphs and other shit.
That's right, Dean. Look, I gotta be honest. I don't really know shit about fuck when it comes to this shit. I dabbled in MS Paint back in my day, but drew a few boobs. But this is the big leagues.
Indeed it is, Rip. These competitors are the real deal. Now let's meet our next contenders. First up, we got Jared Bunk from Sarasota.
We see a sizzle reel of Jared. He's exactly who you'd think an Excel champion would look like.
look like. We see spinning shots of him in a dark lit room, with close-ups of his sweaty face behind his spectacles. We see him typing intensely at a computer as VO of his voiceover plays over. I'm Jared. I'm 35. I've been using Excel since the 90s, and I think my specialty in pie charts is going to come in handy today.
Very cool. Love pie. Next up.
Jesus.
Next up, we got Mickey Rogers from Irwindale.
We see a sizzle of Mickey, a short, balding guy. I'm Mickey. I love Excel. It's really good.
Nice. Mysterious. Finally, let's see here. We have Viktor Novikov from Belarus.
We see... We see Viktor, a massive 6'6" monster of a man with a beard and buzzed mohawk. He is wearing only tight shorts designed for a wrestler and is covered in tattoos.
Viktor Novikov, I excel at kill you.
Jesus.
We now see the three competitors at their respective computers. Jared and Mickey both shift around nervously as we pan over to Viktor, who is staring them down coldly.
Going to be a really interesting matchup here today, Rip. Mickey tends to be more formula-focused, while Jared tends to rely on graphs.
Yeah, that's right, Dean. And Viktor will present an interesting challenge as he's versed in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and knife fighting.
The ref blows the whistle, and the competitors begin their sheets.
Right off the bat, we see Mickey building a nice deck of correlating numbers and a satisfying color coordination.
Yeah, Jared's off to a hot start with several pie charts already formed.
We then see Viktor's sheet, which is an entirely empty sheet except for one box in the corner where he slowly types out something.
Viktor appears to be writing what looks like a name. I believe it says Nancy Bunk.
Jared looks over at Viktor's computer and begins to freak out.
He's now writing what looks like an address.
300 West Olive Grove?
Jared stands up, terrified. That's my mom's house! Oh my god! Mom! Jared flees.
Ooh, and Jared has left the ring, which is an instant DQ. You hate to see it.
Some people just can't handle the big leagues.
Mickey's sheet is looking incredible.
Wow, Mickey is absolutely in the lead right now. Just look at the details on that sheet.
Gonna be really hard for Viktor to catch up at this rate.
We pan over to see Viktor has disappeared.
Oh, and Viktor appears to have vanished completely from the stage.
A shocking turn of events, which means Mickey has won the championship.
Mickey slowly stands up and turns to the audience, face cold and neutral. He slowly reaches a hand up to his face and pulls a face mask off, revealing himself to be Viktor in disguise.
Oh my god! Viktor at the last second with a fake out!
What an absolutely stunning finish by Novikov. A one for the history books.
Viktor is rushed by the crowds and showered with flowers and medals as he stares forward, expressionless.
Well, Dean, this has been an honor. Big thanks to Excalibur for hiring us as their host for this event tonight.
And a big shout out to Spike TV. This isn't airing on Spike TV, but I just wanted to shout it out.
The earth explodes. Solid ending.
Spike TV, what an old fucking reference.
So Viktor for sure killed that other guy.
Yeah, I think he killed him. He like threatened them both and killed one of the guys.
He's probably threatening the other guy's mom.
No, because Rachel was telling me about it, and I was like, it'd be really funny if in prep for like this championship, one of the dudes just did a bunch of steroids, and it like didn't help him.
It didn't help him.
Didn't help him.
just intimidating him whatsoever
with Excel spreadsheet at all.
But then I'm just imagining a UFC fighter entering the Excel championship.
God, I mean, this made me miss Box and Havoc so much.
Oh, dude, I love Box and Havoc.
What's that?
That's for darts. They were the commentators for the last
darts. They've only been once. They've only been there once, but we love them.
One of my favorite characters to play.
Yeah. We just went off for hours.
Now they're going to come back.
Now maybe they'll come back.
That was so much fun.
All we have
fun.
To do is rent out a convention center in Vegas to shoot this.
We can
do
that.
No problem.
Probably be cheap.
I would love to go to an XL. Would I?
Honestly, it sounds...
I think it's so niche, it would be really fun to look at.
I said it, and then I was like, would I?
After a few hours, I'd be like, I still don't get what's going on, so now I don't care.
A few hours is plenty.
But maybe there'd be like Excel merch. Imagine like two little earrings that are like Excel spreadsheets.
I would love to see them make merch that is earrings.
Pretty good.
Probably a t-shirt that's like Excel.
Nice.
Exciting. Or earrings.
Nice.
Why not both?
I should make merch for them.
Yeah.
I think you have a future in that.
I think I should.
I love that there's a championship for like everything.
I know.
There really is.
People Why not make everything celebrate. A competition?
They want awards. People want to know that they're winning in life.
Yeah.
That's true.
But like forever ago, when I heard that there are like legitimate Scrabble like championships.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is like serious.
Dead serious.
That was funny to me. And then to find out Excel, like something that I didn't think of as a competition or a game, but they've turned it into it. I'm like, damn, okay.
Anything that's qualified as a skill, I guess, is a competition.
Yeah.
When can we rest?
Never.
Okay. Tommy?
All right. I am not going to preface this one with a title. We're just going to hop into it.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Good.
I will be reading for Mom.
Yes.
Amanda, you will be Jen. Shane, you will be, what's the boy's name? Is it Ben?
I'll be the other guy.
You'll be the boy. You'll be the son, whatever okay. the son's name is. Bobby.
Bobby.
And then,
great.
Shane, could you also read? Actually, no, I'll read this. I guess it's a lot of me reading.
That's okay.
Okay. Interior kitchen morning. Title, What Will Happen? A mom puts two plates of breakfast down on the table. She yells upstairs, Kids, breakfast is ready! The two kids, two kids, Bobby and Jen, eat breakfast at the table. They love their mom.
Hey, Mom, breakfast looks great.
Title, Gets Possessed By... Interior bedroom night. The mom is asleep in her bed, alone. The door cracks open, but nobody is there. Suddenly, she's pulled from under the sheets into the hall. Title, The Ghost of Another Mom? Quick, scary flashes of a female ghost holding a strainer of spaghetti, tying a small shoe and smiling, reading a book with glasses too far down her nose. Black. Then, a repeat of the previous morning. Interior kitchen morning. Except this time, the mom has black eyes and pale skin. She puts two plates of breakfast on the table. Her voice is now deep and scary, but her tone doesn't change. Kids, breakfast is ready! Bobby and Jen run downstairs to the table.
Hey, Mom, breakfast looks great!
Bobby leans into Jen.
Is something different with Mom?
Looks like Mom to me.
Shane, you'll also be the medium. Interior grocery store queue. The mom is at the checkout, mouth open with bugs crawling out of it. The cashier looks at her, terrified. Mary, an older woman, calls out from behind.
Carol, is that you?
The mom's head rotates 180 degrees to face her.
Oh, hi, Mary. Nice to see you.
The mom finishes the other 180 degrees to face the cashier.
Do you take coupons?
Interior kids' bedroom night. Jen and Bobby sit on the ground in front of a Ouija board. Their hands move the planchette over the letter M. Bobby writes the letter M to finish a sentence. They look at their notes. The sentence reads, Clean your room. Interior living room night. An overnight cam on fast forward. The living room is peaceful and empty until a picture frame falls off the wall. Glass shatters onto the floor. After a moment, the mom enters, floating inches off the ground, head thrown backwards. She vacuums the glass off the floor and fast forward.
Jesus Christ.
Interior living room day. Objects from the room orbit the mom as she floats menacingly. She growls until a set of keys orbit in front of her eyeline.
Oh, here they are!
As she grabs the keys, the other objects crash to the floor along with the mom. Interior living room day. The front door opens, revealing an odd woman with beads and drapey clothing. She's a medium. The mom looks even more possessed than before.
You must be the medium my kids called. Come on inside.
Thank you.
Can I get you a cup of tea?
Yes, please.
Chamomile?
They both say chamomile.
Chamomile?
The two chuckle. Ha, 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 ha.
Coming right up.
The mom's body launches across the room, slamming into the wall. The sounds of bones breaking as she crawls backwards into the kitchen.
Stop.
Interior living room day later. The medium holding two kids back up in fear. She bumps into a cabinet, which knocks out a single plate. It hits the floor and shatters. The possessed mom angrily wails, My china! We see the mom floating intensely. The mom flies at the medium in anger, picks her up, and whips her through the window. In a delightful manner, she says,
Text us when you get home safe!
Interior bedroom night. The kids are cowering in their beds. The door creeps open, and a shadow rushes into the room. The mom's voice sings an eerie lullaby as the kids try to locate her. The sheets move on their own, tucking in the kids. Suddenly, the mom is hunched in the doorframe.
I love you so much.
The door slams. Title, The Possession of My Mom. Cut to, and here's a little like after scene. Interior laundry room, a calm shot of dirty laundry. A scream as a shadow rushes through the room, leaving the clothes perfectly folded. Title, In Theaters 2017.
Yeah!
Damn!
This is so good!
I wrote this almost 10 years ago.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's giving me,
More water. Sugar water.
Exactly. Yeah.
Men in Black vibes.
I just like the idea of a mom, like a caricature mom getting possessed by a caricature mom, so nothing
Another
changes.
Uh-huh.
She's just possessed doing the
My
same
China.
Shit.
My China!
My China!
I love so much, like, giving a casual answer and then just, like, flying against a wall.
I'll get that.
Bones are broken.
Yeah, that's my favorite bit, Matt.
I love possession shit
I love
so much.
It was my go-to during this era. I was like, you know, how can we heighten this? Oh, he'll get possessed.
Yeah.
It's always a great heightener.
I love possession stuff. I wanted to bring this thing, but here's the thing. I didn't write the sketch. I just pitched the idea.
Okay.
And we got to perform it on stage. And I had this idea of like this 13-year-old girl who lives with her dad. And her dad's like a single dad. And he's trying to date. And he has like a new girlfriend over.
Oh, boy.
And the little girl is so fucking possessed. But the dad is so unaware.
Right,
he just thinks she's getting her period.
Right, he's like,
she must be, having a daughter is hard. And the woman's like, your daughter is possessed. Because every time I come in, I'm like, daddy, I'm hungry, daddy. And then I lift up my dress and like frogs pop out.
Oh, God.
And me and the new girlfriend like have a whole fight and I eat a whole chicken. I'm like, you die. And she's like, you're a bitch. And the dad's like, man,
women,
hormones, it's really hard being a dad.
That's funny.
Because so awesome. I just fucking love possession.
Possession's so fun.
Should we just do a whole episode on possession?
We should. That'd be fun.
See, I love the flip to, I love the flip of like the possessed stuff doing insane shit and them just being like, yeah, I can't believe, like,
yeah.
I like that too. That's really fun.
That's amazing.
That was really, really
Thank
good.
Thank you. We good for this last one? Let's do it.
This one is bad. Pretty bad.
That's great.
I wrote That's this perfect. One, I think, also 10 years ago.
Okay, wonderful.
And it's amazing how much I've learned. Oh, no, I did it. 2018. How long ago was that?
10 years ago. No, that's 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Okay. So.
Or 7 years
ago. 7 years ago.
I wrote this one and I reread it real quick and I was like, wow, I really needed a lesson on how to write a sketch. I was like, where is this going, Amanda? Where are the beats? I see the game, but where are we going?
Yeah.
And I decided to bring it in to humble myself.
Thank you. And I love the URL at the bottom.
Yeah. Celtics.
Oh, yeah. That's what I used when you I used to write.
Celtics.com.
Celtics.com. Yeah. Because you could duo write on it and it was free.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Who's who and what's going on?
Who's who and what's going on is so true. Okay. Shit. You're going to play woman and guy.
Whoa.
So separate them how you want.
It's always what I do.
Separate. And they're. And
me every day.
And they're so sweet. They're really sweet people.
Okay.
I'll play Kat, and you're going to play Lish.
Lish.
Do you want me to read stage directions then?
I'll read stage directions.
Okay.
This is called Closing Time, in parentheses, Amanda Lehan, which means I wrote it, I guess. Open on, interior coffee shop, light jazz music playing. Two employees, Kat and Lish, behind counter. Kat is looking at her watch, Lish wiping the counter. A guy customer sits at a table, sipping coffee and reading. Angry. 5 more minutes, Lish, and we are closing up shop.
I'm in full agreement with you, Kat. This guy has got to go.
God, customers. They hang out until the last possible minute. I swear, they do this shit on purpose.
They like to torture us good people.
Both girls nod in agreement, and they give a nasty look over at the guy sipping coffee and reading his book. A woman abruptly enters the coffee shop.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
Waves her over to sit with him.
Hi, no, come sit.
Oh, oopsie, sorry, we're actually about to close in like 2 minutes, so like, sorry.
Oh, I'm just coming in to say hi real quick. I won't even order anything.
Woman runs over and guy gives her a hug. They sit down. Oh, okay, sure. Are you fucking kidding me?
So deliberate, what a horrible woman.
Woman is showing guy pictures on her phone. The two can't hear the girls talking by the counter.
This is ridiculous. I've been here since 9 a.m. I'm exhausted. I'm shutting down the music.
Yep, make it dead silent in here. These people aren't gonna knock me down. Lish hits the off button hard on a little radio next to the cash register. Guy and woman are unfazed.
They didn't even look up. Just pretending to be on their phones.
Fucking devil worshippers. We know what you're trying to do.
Excuse me, what's your Wi-Fi real quick?
Oh, yeah, sure. The network is coffee and the password is... What is it again?
Yummy.
Oh, that's cute. Thanks.
Super cute. Yep. Woman turns back to the guy. unfucking believable.
Hands down, she's the rudest person I've ever met.
Abso-fucking-lutely. People, they just amaze me with their negativity.
Nope. Won't let them strip me of my positivity. And we still have to sweep up this place.
These miserable people.
It's just a lot. I'm like dehydrated.
They're just purposely trying to break us.
Catlish stare at guy and woman smiling on their phones. Let's just clean up right around them. Wrap up this sick little game they're playing once and for all.
Yep. I've got the rag.
Kat grabs the broom and aggressively sweeps all around their table, while Lish grabs a rag and wipes down their table. Lish grabs Guy's cup.
Oops, one more sip left. hands the cup. Sorry, there you go. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Kat is behind the couple, shaking her head, mouthing, "What the fuck?"
Best coffee I've ever had, by the way.
Aw, awesome.
Yep, I'm so thankful.
Kat and Lish return to counter, wiping it down. Guy and woman look back at their phones. That douche. He's trying to get under my skin.
Dude, so much sass.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like, do my job over here. It's like I'm jumping over hurdles. God, that's it. That's it. I'm stacking the chairs. I just can't even with these fucking people. Lish begins to wipe down the counter while Kat loudly stacks chairs. Woman and guy get up to leave.
Thanks for letting me pop in for a sec. Have a good day, girls.
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Grateful for that. Thanks. Bye.
Woman and guy leave. See you next time.
Thanks for coming in. Bye.
We just witnessed darkness.
The devil had a child. It was that woman.
God, his dirty looks were like lasers right through me. I mean, my stomach is upset.
Let's get out of here.
A random boy walks in.
Hey, ladies. Sorry to bother you, but I saw the doors open and I wanted to just come in and wish you a good day. Always wanted to stop in here. So, have a good one.
Boy leaves. Both girls shake their heads. What a sicko.
I love that button so much.
I just want to stop by and say, have a great day.
What a sicko.
That's so funny.
Okay, that's closing time.
That's awesome.
I clearly wrote that based off of my own experiences every night working in a restaurant. Yeah.
I mean, I've also a restaurant, and it's like when people do come in and you're like, oh no, please, I'm trying to go home. But taking this twist on it is so funny. Of like, what a fuck.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're just like, oh, I'm just here for a moment.
They're
actually
always so nice. Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm coming to look at your menu. Okay. You can look at the menu, but we're closing up.
Yeah.
We are closing up.
It's so
up.
Hard to not like have your knife out when someone walks in.
I'm
you're
sure.
Like, no.
And the manager's always like, we can keep it open for them if you want. And you're like, are you fucking kidding
me?
Why
would you say that?
That means another hour I have to be here.
Right.
Or more. Every restaurant, it always happens. There's always the last couple there, and they've had the check forever.
And they're like, bah, 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 bah.
They've already paid it. You're like, oh my God, I know. And you're like, hey.
It's like, I get it, you're having a romantic evening. Yeah. But
those people are actually
devil worshippers.
There are actually people who are like, you need to know not to come in and stay too late. Like, look around every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I love that these two, they're just like, oh, I'm just here for a moment.
Yeah, and they're like, oh yeah, of course, totally. Fucking psycho.
I'm amazed because either way, whatever their intentions are, I'm amazed by people who aren't just like aware of how they might be imposing on other people's day. And like, you see it so much. I see it with like drivers mostly where like they're just like, oh, you just didn't even use your signal. You just went into the other lane. Like, wow, you're not even thinking about other people.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that same thing, I'm like, some people just do not even think about it. They're like, oh, it's they're about to close. Well, whatever. We can go in there.
That means it's still open.
It's still open. Like, we'll just go in.
And I'm like,
to just not even consider how you might be affecting other people's day.
Yep.
I don't like going to a place if I know it's going to close in a half an
hour. Exactly.
I'm like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be that because we've Because you know what it's like. Yeah.
And I have stacked chairs and like sweeped underneath people. Yeah. I've done it all.
There's a bar nearby us that we used to go to. We were there one time, and I don't think we realized that they were closing because there were actually quite a few other people there still.
Yeah. Oh.
The people who were closing, and I thought it was awesome. I was like, you do that. Absolutely. They started playing children's music loud. It was like, the wheels on the bus come round. And we were all like, oh, they want us dead. They want us dead and gone right now.
That's amazing.
And I was like, that's awesome. Because it works.
It does work. Yeah. I see people trying to close and they always, it's music.
Yep.
Or not my favorite. It actually bothers me so much. They flip all the lights on.
Yeah.
And you're like having a sexy conversation. Yeah, it's candlelit. And it's like, all right. When are you going home? Oh, I don't know. I don't know when I'm going home. I hope to be going home soon.
Yeah,
and you're sitting
right
there.
You're like wiping the bar and you're like, hope I go home soon. Yeah.
What's the longest after closing that you've ever seen someone just stick around?
Almost an hour, I think. Yeah.
I definitely had to go up them and it was uncomfortable and kick them out.
Yeah.
Same. Like, hey guys, we actually are shutting the doors now.
And how do they respond?
They're like, oh.
They're like, oh. Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, all right, well, we'll head out, I guess, yeah.
I guess we'll
head
out.
It's always just like, oh.
Totally, yeah.
They literally don't.
They don't.
Then again, I was working on all of my things come from Larchmont, which if you know Larchmont, it's rich people who aren't that rich, but are rich enough that want to prove that they're rich, so they're extra awful. And they wear black pajamas. All they do is wear black pajamas, and then they're like, I'm rich. And you're like, okay.
What?
Wow.
You know, like fitness wear, yeah. But it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Mine was Echo Park, so it was like cool people who were like,
I'm just here.
Like,
well, us. I'm a cigarette.
I'm just a cigarette.
I'm a cigarette.
I'm going to go out for a smoke, and it's like, okay, does that mean don't you want to pay in. Your bill and go?
You get the fuck out of here.
God, I do not miss those nights for anything. When you're sitting and you've done all your side work and you're just waiting
so that you can mop.
And then it's
stack?
Like $5 tip, $10 tip,
and you're like,
maybe
cool.
20.
Yeah.
And your manager's like, I don't know why they're like super extra happy at that point. They're like, meh,
they're
I
like,
guess
whatever.
You just got to wait.
It's like, oh, because you're salaried. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
One time a guy tried to return an entirely eaten burger.
Oh, that's,
and
incredible.
I did laugh at him. I was like, no, what? I was like, and then my manager was like, Tommy, now you can't laugh at people, but that was hilarious. It's like, Tommy, don't do that. I think near the end, he decided that it was undercooked, the whole thing.
But there was no proof.
There was like one little bite left. He chose the one little bite.
It happens all
the time.
People are shameless.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, yeah, it really wasn't good, and I didn't enjoy it. Yeah. And you're like, I'm so sorry about that.
It's the dad joke, but unironic.
Exactly.
Where it's like, oh, how was the food? And they're like, hated it when they have an empty plate.
Yeah. Exactly.
But they're actually saying, yeah, I hated it.
Yeah, well, that joke still happens all the time. We hated it. And the girl's always like,
okay.
Can we get some coffee? I'm like, it's 2 a.m. You fuckers need to
You need to go to bed.
One time, a couple was like, can we get some coffee? And I was like, we're out. And the manager was
but it's my birthday.
The manager was very close to me and was like, we're not out.
Fuck.
We have some. And I had already cleaned it, of course, a little too early, but whatever. Oh. And I was like,
You had to go brew more.
I brewed it, but I like did like a pour over, like a quick one, and it was total shit.
Well, sure.
And I gave it, and the girl was like, I'm sorry. This coffee is just really, really bad. And I was just like, I'm so sorry, but it was out.
I'm sorry. It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
If you expect good coffee at 2 a.m., fuck you.
Well, they do. They're like,
I'm glad the shamelessness that we got is doing improv on YouTube and not the one where we're shameless assholes in a restaurant.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for
that. I'll dance on a sidewalk listening to my music, but I will not.
You will?
Yeah, of course. I did that on the walk up today. I was like,
I find people who can do that so unbelievably brave. I don't think I have it in me yet.
Oh, I just like my music.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Anyway, let's do your third one.
We're going to do my third one?
Amanda, let's
this
do your third one.
This was never supposed to see the light of day.
Well.
You have a third one.
Amanda has a third one. I only brought two. I'm so excited. This is the best day of my
life. You're nervous about this one.
Well, this is also 2018, so still struggling on figuring out how to like perfectly write a sketch. But this one is specifically based off of the older people at the Dresden. Dresden is a bar in LA. Yes. And there was this older couple who would like sing and talk to the audience. And I think one of them has passed away at this point.
They're
They were very old, but they were incredible.
Yeah.
And I definitely pitched this and we didn't do it. And I still very much enjoy it.
But they performed there, I think, for like decades.
Yeah.
Decades. Okay. Will you be Gordy?
I will be Gordy.
I'll be Marie.
Okay.
Shane, you're going to do stage and also you're going to be all the extras.
Great.
I think it's like Girl Alone.
Okay. Girl Alone.
Girl Alone.
So picture this smoky jazz bar and you and me are going to sing, but we're going to try not to sing the song, the actual song.
Okay.
Okay.
Interior bar speakeasy. Older woman, all glammed up, Mary, is playing the piano. A couple is sitting having martinis and two other single people are sitting.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
Gordy enters with a mic, old with an open low-cut V and jewelry. People in the bar clap.
Ba, ba, ba. Someone needs to get more toilet paper for that bathroom back there. Hi, my dove.
Folks of the night, this is Gordy and I'm Marie. We'll be your entertainment for tonight. Get a martini.
Gordy points to the single man at the table. Well, get a soda pop. You look like a beast. Don't hurt anybody. Fly me to the moon.
Single guy looks around confused. Gordy makes his rounds dancing.
And let me play among the stars.
Fill my heart with song. Hey, Gordy, did you change the laundry this morning?
Ooh, oopsie, baby. Do, do, do.
What?
I'm just joshing with you. Of course I did, love dove.
Oh, you minx. Fly me to the moon. Hey, look at these budding daisies over here. You having a good time? I saw you kissing the stars.
The couple nods and holds up their glasses to Marie. Gordy walks over to them with a mic.
Da, 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 da. Come on and dance.
The couple shrugs and gets up to dance. Gordy dances beside them, very close, rubbing up on them.
Hey, Gordy.
Yes, da 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 da.
Did you remember to turn the stove off before we left?
Ooh, eek. Da 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 da.
What?
I'm joshing you, muffin top. I did.
Oh, Gordy, you're all I long for, all I worship and adore. Da 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 da. Oh, talking to the couple, let me give you a tip, sweetie pies. If she turns cold on you, then give the floor a good... Was that me?
Is that me?
That's
Tommy. Gordy.
Got it. Okay. Let me give you a tip, sweetie pies. If she turns cold on you, then give the floor a good sweeping. She'll come back around.
I only turn cold when you turn soft. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
Ooh, firecracker. Do, 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 do.
Gordy rubs up on a couple. They signal to each other to sit, Gordy, to sit. Gordy has already moved onto the single woman at a table.
Hey, Buttercream. Hey, Buttercream. I found me a live one.
Oh, look at that fembot. Ba-da-da-ba-da, you're all along for.
Hi, Sweet Peach. The boys are sick for letting you sit alone tonight.
I'm not really waiting on a boy. Gordy cuts her off and sits on girl's lap, sings in her ear.
Ooh, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Gordy starts touching her hair and kissing her hand.
And let me sing forevermore. I don't think she swings your way, sugarcane.
Two birds of a feather, and let me kiss.
You're hurting my thigh. Gordy gets up off her lap and dances over to the piano. Girl alone shakes her head, sips drink.
Hey, chicken pot pie, mind taking over the keys for a moment? I got a bone to pick with the beefcake over there.
Marie grabs the mic from Gordy. Gordy gets on piano. She heads over to a single guy.
You're all I long for, all I worship and adore. Da 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 da. Hello, Puddin'. You wanna dance?
Watch out, fella. She might hop the fence, ride the train, bust through the stop sign, and she's not looking left or right.
No thanks. I'm a terrible dancer. I enjoy watching.
Cherry pie, he doesn't love me.
Oh, but I do. You're a vision, Marie. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Marie,
deny me hunk of logs.
Marie grabs.
Oh, that's you.
Don't deny me hunk of logs.
That's you.
Marie grabs a Guy A's hand and pulls him onto the dance floor. He goes along with it. The other tables clap and just react in a little bit of an embarrassed way.
Hold my hand and let me take you to the moon. Sing a sweet lullaby and you'll be my big baboon.
Okay, wow.
Hey, Gordy.
She twirls Guy A and turns to Gordy.
Guy A.
Yes?
Did you let the kitty kitty in? She's been outside all day.
Oh, uh-oh, Marie.
What?
Marie walks over to Gordy.
What?
Kitty kitty died a month back. Remember, sweet pea?
Oh, Gordy, yes, I do. But I still like to keep it on my to-do list. Fly me to the moon.
And let me play among the stars.
And that's a brownout.
You said brownout at the end.
That's a slow fade. That's a slow fade brownout. Well, guys, that was Gordy and Marie.
Holy shit.
That's awesome. I read this and I said, what was I doing? Where was I going?
I only went to the Dresden once, but you know what? This to me isn't even a sketch. This is just
how it is.
How it was.
No,
there.
That's kind of how I used to write sketches like 9 years ago or 8 years ago or 7 years ago, whatever the fuck.
Seven.
Last month.
Just slices of life.
I literally would write slices of life, and I remember one of my directors who I loved was like, You gotta stop writing slice of life. Like, something big has to happen. So I started doing that, but it was hard for me because I was like, wait, I just want to write the real thing that I see. And then I was like, oh yeah, sketch. You need beats and a button. And
well, you just love real people.
I love like real people.
Yeah.
This literally happened to me and H when we were just beginning to date at the Dresden. The guy was like, hey, little sweets, this thing is going on. And he was like coming over and wanting to sit on my lap. And I was like, oh.
I want to say the lady, or I think it was the lady, would play the flute.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like jazz flute.
No, they were she'd like incredible. Go off. And he did have like a deep V.
Of course. Was he hairy?
Yeah.
Of course.
He was hairy. And they were like all like black sparkling outfits. And she was.
It's so sad that I feel like live performance like that is just not as common.
I know.
Yeah.
I just so miss sad. Live performance like that because they talk to each other during it.
Yeah.
They're always talking to each other about life.
Yeah, you get so much fun shit.
So there's my slice of life.
That was great.
Memoir, wow. I guess you could say. Yeah, I really learned how to write a sketch. It took me a second.
Yeah. Oh, and it takes everyone
great.
A second. And this is fun.
Thanks, guys.
I feel like there's a Cecily Strong SNL bit that's similar.
Yeah.
Like in a similar vein. But like.
Where it's like singing and talking.
Yeah, I just love a singing talking.
Me too.
It's so fun.
Me too.
There's some older SNL sketches that are kind of slice of life.
Yeah.
There's this one that I'm trying to remember, and I've had a hard time finding it again, but it's just kind of like a diner, and there's just a bunch of like weird characters there, and like
is
not
it the lobster?
Is it?
Like someone ordering the lobster?
Trying to recall, but it's just got like a bunch of weird characters and just kind of like stuff happens. There's not like a bit to it. They're just kind of all
those. That's my kind of my favorite thing.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, I had to really learn like you have to have like something needs to happen, a gag, like whatever. But it's always I always find that to be my hardest thing. It's like I want to just see this play out.
Yeah.
So that had to be trained in me to like take it to the next level. And it's like big and it's either the button's like a surprise or it's like something new or it's like perfect ending to it.
It's interesting to see these sketches that you wrote back then because your characters now are so big.
Right.
Like to see these kind of like more subtle. Like,
yeah, these are more real people.
Which is what I liked playing.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think when I started writing sketches that were more like you have to have the intense, I started like playing the characters more like it was obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy like someone just being super, super grounded.
I mean, I love it too. And yeah. I mean, I think your characters are very grounded, but you've just amped up the stakes.
You know how to stretch them out.
Yeah.
Being grounded, but still being tall, you know?
We need that.
Yeah. Where'd you both learn how to sketch, write sketches?
Mine was
or, like,
at
where did you first? Yeah.
Mine
did
was
you,
at
how
Groundlings.
Many classes did you take?
We did like three levels of improv, and then our second level was writing character monologues.
Got it.
All character monologues, and then we did a whole writing lab, which was 2 months,
okay.
Where we wrote a bunch of sketches.
Cool.
And I kind of just learned how to write sketches like on my feet in that department.
Nice.
I took like a sketch writing class, but
okay.
I learned there.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I took, let's see, I definitely just kind of learned through circumstances in this industry over the a long time.
You were also in a lot of sketches with So Random.
Yeah. So I would say some of the first sketches like that I wrote and kind of pitched was at So Random, and we weren't supposed to. We couldn't be credited because like it was a union job.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I did like pitch a bunch of sketches there, and we just started writing stuff for fun a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And I, on my own time, was writing things for fun. Forever ago, a friend of mine, Jamie Davis, and I wrote a sketch that she ended up submitting to a festival, and like it won an award and everything.
That's so cool.
That was forever ago. And then, you know, really where I learned a lot of formatting and stuff was here. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I'd say, if you look from like 2016 to 2022, like I helped write almost all the sketches on Main Channel in that period of time. Like every Blank Evers, like I was writing a lot of them.
That's
like,
fun.
There's a ton of sketches that I wrote. You know, like there's that sketch from 2018 that's I'm still very proud of. Like I would say out of all the sketches I've ever written, which is Kids on Bikes.
Oh, that was awesome.
Making fun of Stranger Things. I like wrote it one weekend and I brought it in and I showed it. And I was
did
just
I
like,
"Did I play the mom?"
You weren't actually in Smosh yet.
Yeah, I don't think you were here.
Because we did a Stranger Things.
We did. We've done Stranger Things.
But that was a different thing.
But this is way before. But I
remember watching that and being like, "This one's really funny."
I wrote it one weekend. Like I just got inspired and I wrote it out because I was just thinking about Stranger Things and I was just like, "Oh my god!" Like I just what if I hit all the tropes in it? And I brought it into work one day and we're just like, "Yeah, let's do it." And it was really, really satisfying
and
fun.
That's the best.
So you know, I through this job, I was able to get Final Draft and stuff and mm-hmm. just fuck around on it. So I've learned over the years. I don't feel I get to. I mean, the job fluctuates. Like mm-hmm. we go through periods of time where I'm not writing much, and then there's times where I'm writing a ton, and then it's, mm-hmm. the job changes so much.
Yeah.
It's interesting, but there was periods of time where I was writing a lot.
Yeah.
Like that was a big part of my job. And
Tommy, you've been writing for
ever.
In my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really taught anything. I did improv, you know, I was an actor
uh-huh.
and I did improv, and then we were like, we need to put on a sketch show. And so we did sketch shows in college for, I think, 3 years, different, like a yearly big mm-hmm. sketch show. And you know, I'd direct them and then also write them and stuff like that. So that was a lot of fun. And then we did a Pokemon sketch show, which was like the best thing ever. That's on a hard drive somewhere.
Damn, that sounds
awesome.
It was
so fun.
Love that.
I don't know. I love writing. I go through waves of like, I'm writing all the time and I'm like writing pilots and I'm getting I'm getting a mm-hmm. library, and then I just won't write for like a year and a half or 2 years.
Wow.
And then I'll just be back into it. I took one UCB sketch writing class and I was like, I know this. I didn't mean to be like up my own ass, but I was like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, I know.
Yep. Yep.
A lot of times, like what you get out of just writing classes and stuff is just the
prompts
you're
to
forced,
write.
You're forced to write.
Exactly.
You're forced to write. I remember taking like a pilot writing class and I was like, oh my God, it was a totally different beast.
Yeah.
From obviously from sketch. But like, I think all of that is really good. But I think the most important thing to write sketch is to be able to get up and perform it and get it in your bones and see what works. Because you could write something so funny on the page.
And then it doesn't translate. 100%.
And that's what would happen to me a ton in Groundlings. You'd be like, oh my, the You're ones like, that I was most
it.
Excited about just died on stage.
Yep.
And the ones that I was nervous about, I was like, I don't know about this one.
Kills. Slays.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. So weird.
Yeah. It's so interesting.
Wow. Right. That was
that was so much
amazing.
Fun.
This was a blast.
I love this so much. This was a joy for my soul.
We should do this again. Maybe I'll write new ones.
Whoa.
In this age.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Slow down.
Uh-oh. I'm excited.
Well, Tommy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was the best.
Thank you for bringing your sketches. They were very, very good.
Thank you.
Who knows? Maybe we'll see them again.
I don't know. And when October rolls around, we'll do Haunted House. Just got to wait like 8 months. It'll be fine.
I want to do Haunted anytime.
I know. Haunted's so fun.
The whole year is Haunted.
That's true. Everything is haunted right now.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.